The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord stands forever. Amen. Well, welcome to the Sword of the Spirit podcast. I'm your host, Minister Marcus Taylor. And as always, it's a privilege and an honor to come before God's people sharing in the word of the Lord. Amen. Well, on this particular segment, the title of this message is going to be Test the Spirit. Test the Spirit. And our text for today is coming from the book of 1 John chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Amen. But before we get started, I want to go ahead and utter a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you, Lord, thanking you for your grace, your mercy. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to see another day. Lord, it's because of you that we live, move, and have our being. And we can do nothing aside from you. With man, things are impossible. But with you, Father God, all things are possible. Lord, I decrease, and I ask the Holy Spirit to increase. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, these things I pray in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is so. And amen. Amen. So today's topic is going to be Test the Spirit. Amen. And again, we're coming from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. So I'm going to go ahead and read that. And I'll be reading from the King James Version. And the Bible reads, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess not Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." Now verse 3 says, "And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." Amen. All right, that's our text, 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Now, what we must realize is that in the body of believers, the word Antichrist usually calls to mind the prophesied leader in power during the tribulation period. But in the word of the Lord, it more often refers to an Antichrist spirit. The word Antichrist means to be opposed to or to be against. Amen. So there is an opposed or a spirit that is against Jesus Christ operating and functioning in this world realm. Amen. An example of this is found in 1 Timothy chapter 4, and a scripture reference for negative influence in the word can also be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. And I want to go ahead and read that particular text in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. Amen. I think it's important that we look at the word of God and see what the word of God is saying. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. And the word of the Lord reads, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." Amen. All right. Now in our text in 1 John 4 verses 1 through 3, John urges his readers to make a stand against the enemies of the faith by using scriptural principles to evaluate words and actions of others. Amen. Family of Christ, we are living in a day and time where it is imperative for each believer to be on, as I would like to say, spiritual guard. There are many who profess to being followers of Jesus Christ, but inwardly, unfortunately, are really soldiers for the kingdom of darkness. This is an age of information, and although technology has made information more readily available for society, It has also been used as a portal, if you will, a harmful and destructive means of information to be viewed, listened to, and for most, indoctrinated into the minds of many. Amen. John, in our particular text today, is sending out a warning to the church, a warning to be aware, to be cautious, especially when dealing with others. This, however, is not to say don't trust anyone, but rather to test or to examine more closely, using the word of God as your means of proof of whether they are of God or of the evil one. Amen. I often myself refer back to the gospel according to Matthew, the 4th chapter, verses 4-7, because this account goes directly or connects to our text in 1 John 4:1-3. Jesus, as we all are familiar with that particular text, is being tempted by the Antichrist himself, the devil, who was rebuked by Jesus using the weapon of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I personally marvel at how often I hear men and women who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ openly and boldly preaching their opinions and self-proclaimed doctrines, also giving the people their own personal commentaries. Amen. I would say that this practice of self-preaching and the proclamation of self-opinionated beliefs are raising up illiterate, self-absorbed, and lazy followers of Christ. Amen. If the Bible is not taught in your church, listen to what I'm saying. If the Bible is not taught in your church or local fellowship gathering, I would just say run. Get away as far as possible. For the Bible declares in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. So I want to go ahead and read that as well. If you have your Bibles, turn with me in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. I want to read verses 16 to 17. And it reads, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. That word doctrine is another word for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And why is it important? Verse 17 answers that question, that the man of God may be perfect. Now that word perfect is not saying without sin or without doing anything wrong. With that word perfect is translated here as being mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Now it is clear that the word of God is inspired by God. So it will only make sense as you as a believer to know the word of God, let it saturate in your spirit, but not just for it to sit there when the enemy comes to attack you, and he will. Because one, you are a follower of God. What weapon would you use? I just gave you the example of Matthew 4, verse 4-7, when Jesus was tempted by the enemy. He didn't argue. He didn't get into debate. He used the word of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit, if you will, against the enemy. And if you go back and read that account, Jesus was telling him, it is written, it is written. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. Now, you must understand that these scriptures were given for our learning, and they were also given for our instruction. I just read to you 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. The Bible is clear. You need instruction. So if you don't have instruction, how are you going to know how to navigate through this world? Amen. Now, there's another verse of scripture that I want to read to you that I would ask that you write down and follow along with me. And that's found in the book of Romans, chapter 15 and verse 4. Romans, chapter 15 and verse 4. And the word of the Lord reads, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Amen. So again, just reiterating how important it is for the believer to know, first of all, that the word of God is true. As we just looked at 2 Timothy 3:16-17, it's God inspired, it's God breathed. But now in Romans 15 and verse 4, the Bible is written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Amen. So the word of God is very vitally important to the believer. It teaches us, it instructs us, it leads us, it guides us, but it also is a weapon that the believer must yield in case the enemy comes to destroy or to attack. Amen. Now, therefore, it is imperative. Listen to me. It is imperative that the believers use as our liberty to test the spirits, especially in the day and time that we live in now. Because everyone that comes in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is not, unfortunately, is not of God. Amen. If you look on YouTube, you see preachers by the dozens. Not all of those preachers are of God. And this is not a knock against anyone, but again, I say if they are on trying to teach the word of God and it's only their opinion or what they deemed necessary to teach, or if they're teaching a certain thing in the Bible and they're not using the right context of what that verse is actually talking about or a group of passages is talking about, then you have to ask yourself, what are they really doing? That's why it's imperative, again, that before you, and I do the same thing, listen to anyone on social media or on TV, you pray, or you go to another church, you pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. In the book of John, chapter 17, verse 17, the Bible says, sanctify them by your truth, for thy word is truth. Amen. In other words, what I'm telling you, family, is this. Test the spirits. Anyone who comes to you professing, and you'll get people that want to actually throw the word of God at you. A lot of people know the scriptures, but they are not knowing or wanting to know and study the word of God for the right purposes. And I'm so glad that God looks at the heart of people and not is not concerned with the outward appearance. Because a person can dress themselves up to make you think that they are a man or a woman of God, but inwardly, they're not of God, but of the enemy. Amen. That's why you, as a believer, must get into your word for yourself and study the word for yourself. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 declares, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, why in the world would that be put in the Bible? It's telling you, imploring you, and asking you to do your own due diligence. Study the word of God for yourself. Don't take everyone's opinion. Sure, we have true, heartfelt, great men of God, men and women of God who love God and are preaching the truth. But just as many as we have that are teaching and preaching the truth, you have some who are preaching damnable doctrines, teachings that go contrary to what the word of the Lord is saying. Amen. So if you don't know yourself what the Bible is teaching, then it won't do you any good to listen to that person, because all they're doing is actually giving you false doctrine. And if they're giving you false doctrine, you can't live effectively as a believer. Amen. So again, you're going to hear me say this throughout a lot of my teachings. You have to get in the word of God yourself. It's necessary. It's actually, again, it's imperative that you do it. There ain't no shortcut. You have to sit down, pray, and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you into the word of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal truths, nuggets of understanding, so that you can go out and live the life that God has for you to live. But more importantly, that you will have a spiritual gauge, if you will, against anyone who may come professing to be a believer or a man or woman of God who actually are not. You'll be able to discern in the spirit what they're really saying and what they're really about. Amen. This is important. Testing the spirits we're talking about today. Has anyone come to you? They pretend that they are a man or woman of God, but inwardly they have a whole nother agenda. I think if you were honest, you would say yes, at some shape, form, or fashion. And if you haven't, be on guard, because someone's going to come and try to test you and see how much of the word you know. Because contrary to what people want to believe, people with damnable and unrighteous doctrines are still being taught out here. You still have cults. You still have people that are gathering families and people to listen to their evil and demonic doctrines. But if you, being a solid believer in Jesus Christ, know what the scripture says, then you won't be affected by that, because you'll have your weapon, your sword of the spirit, if you will, to yield off and to fight off against those unholy attacks. Amen. Testing the spirits we're talking about. It's amazing to me on how, and I've said this on other podcasts, on how members, followers, believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when they come into a fellowship, when they come into the church of God, when they listen to teaching or preaching, some don't even come in there with their Bibles. And I wonder, why in the world would you sit and just listen to someone not knowing what they're preaching, not knowing what they're teaching? And this is not, again, this is not a knock against the man or woman who's preaching, but at the same time, we are going to have to stand and give an account to a holy and righteous God for whatever we do by word or by deed. So wouldn't it make sense if the Holy Bible, the scriptures, are God inspired, as I read in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, that if it's God breathed and it's for our learning, our instruction, for our reproof, for our correction, why wouldn't you want to read the word of God? We got to get out of this mentality that it's the man or woman's responsibility to read and teach us the word of God. I just read to you Romans 15 and 4. The Bible, the scriptures have been given to us for our learning. Amen. That we must take time and learn what the scriptures are actually saying to us. Because if we do that, then again, we'll be able to gird ourselves, be able to test these spirits that come by the spirit of evil. Amen. Now, contrary to what, again, what people, some people may think, there is a spirit of Antichrist running rampant in the land today. It's all over. And it's not just in the world, it's in the churches. So just because a person goes to church, listen to me, family of God, just because someone goes to church doesn't always necessarily mean that they're of God. Because the enemy has placed agents, spies, if you will, to sit in our congregations right next to us. And sometimes we can't even acknowledge, or we can't even figure out what camp they're from, because we don't know what it takes to be able to test those spirits and to recognize who we're actually sitting next to. Amen. That's why, again, I'm pleading with the body of Christ to take it upon themselves to pick up the word of God and read it for yourself. Know what the word of the Lord is saying. Amen. You have to, because right now, in the day and time that we're living in, the enemy is turned up his attack mode, because he knows his day and his hour is short. So because he knows his day and his hour is getting closer and closer to him being totally destroyed, guess what? He's coming for us. And he's not coming with cotton candy. He's coming to kill, as the Bible says, to kill, steal, and most importantly, to destroy. Amen. Gird yourself up. Stop being naive as believers. And I say this to the women. Unfortunately, you have men who have a agenda that is not tailored nor given by God. So for you women out there, especially in ministry, you're definitely going to have to be able to discern these spirits. You're definitely going to have to use the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you into all truth concerning who you allow in your circle, who you allow to even speak into your life. And let me elaborate on that a little bit more too. Be careful who you let speak or prophesy to you, because sometimes you can have people prophesying to you who might be of a demonic influence. Again, like I said, I'm giving this particular talk on testing the spirits, because just as you have men and women of God, you have just as many people who are not of God out here sharing and spewing their demonic doctrines, and they're also spewing out curses on you. Amen. So again, women, and I just say when the men too, you got to be careful as well, because you have some women with Jezebel spirits who come to you and pretend that they're so interested in your teaching or what you're doing, but actually they have another hidden agenda. So it goes both ways. But what I'm saying in both instances is this, as we're studying in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. Test the spirits to see if they are of God or of the enemy. Amen. Because if they don't profess Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, as being raised up by God, then that should send you a red flag off the top. Test them. See what they believe. See how much of the word they actually know. But ask the Holy Spirit to guide and lead you to be able to tell if they are of God or if they are of the enemy. Amen. Now, I quoted a scripture that I want you to read for yourself, and that's coming from the book of John, chapter 10. So if you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of John, chapter 10, and we're going to look at verse 10. And I would ask that you write these scriptures down that I've been giving you so that you can go back yourself and study them. And Timothy 2:15 says, show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs to not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, in the book of John, chapter 10, I want to read to you verse number 10. And it says, the thief comes not but to steal and kill and destroy. It also says, I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen. But the first part of that verse is telling you, giving you a warning that the enemy is coming to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Amen. Now, as it relates to false teachers and preachers, keep in mind that you, being a believer, have to be on your guard. As many preachers that we have out here, many teachers of the word that we have out here, every doctrine has to be scrutinized with a fine-tooth comb, because there are many doctrines out here that are not biblical. But because the man or woman can make them sound like they're true, and because you haven't taken the time to take your Bible and read it for yourself, you might be indoctrinated to a doctrine that is of the devil. Amen. Don't be naive. Read the word of the Lord. Amen. Make sure that you're testing the spirits. Amen. And right now, I want to give you an example of a sect, a group of people who did just what I'm telling you to do. So turn with me, if you will, to the book of Acts, chapter 19. The book of Acts, chapter 19. And I want to read verses 11 through 20. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them." See, there in Paul's day, as he's using the Holy Spirit to guide him and lead him on what to do and how to attack these evil spirits, they were prevalent then, just like they're prevalent now. Verse 13, "Then a certain of the vanguard Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches." Now get this. You have exorcists. You have unholy men who saw what Paul was doing and decided, well, if he's going to call on the name of Jesus Christ, then we're going to call on him too. Amen. Listen to the rest of this. Verse 14. "And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirits answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?" And get this, listen to what happened. Verse 16, "And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified." Verse 18, "And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God, and it prevailed." Amen. You have to be careful, because there are men and women, again, who may misuse the word of God. But if you know what the word of God is saying, then you won't be fooled. Now, this particular instance, these seven sons of Sceva thought that they were going to get that off and use the word of the Lord, his name, and be able to perform miracles. But when they did that, you see what happened. It said it whooped them so bad, it whooped them out of their clothes that they were naked and they ran out the house. So this spiritual thing is real, you all. Get in your word. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. But test the spirits. Every spirit that comes to you or smiles in your face or has a smooth tongue is not of God. It's your spiritual responsibility to make sure you're equipping yourself, not only for yourself, but for your family. Because if someone comes to your family and you're not teaching them how to prepare or how to protect themselves, then they're left wide open as well. You have to be able to discern, family, what the word of the Lord is saying to us. This is a day and time that we must prepare for the battle, because this battle has already started and it has been for a long time. The question is, will you be ready? Will you gird yourself? Will you, as Ephesians 6, 11 through 18 says, put on the full armor of God? Protect yourself. Because these days and times that we're living in right now, it's no joke. And I would implore each of you to go back and read the passages of scripture that I'll be giving you today. I can't say this enough. Testing the spirits is something that is your responsibility as a believer to do. I don't want you to be out here unaware, uninformed, or unprotected. So I pray that something was said in this particular podcast that will help you. And I'm praying right now that those who don't know Christ, that something was said to you, that you will want to know more about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that you will want to have a relationship with him. Come out from among them. This world has nothing for you. The time is winding up quick. You need Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Well, that wraps it up for me for another podcast. And I thank you all for joining me. And I pray that something was said that will help you to want to go back and read the Word of God, study it for yourself, pray, and ask God to help you be a discerner of every spirit you come in contact with. I pray a blessing over each of you in your homes. Be blessed, be safe, and until next time, be on guard. Amen. Amen.